Finding Grace with Your Inner Critic. As creators, we are very, very familiar with our dear inner critics. You know, that pesky voice that creeps into our thoughts the moment we doubt ourselves. The moment we hesitate in our brushwork or question the angle of that last line, the briefest glimpse of fear, boom, our inner critic swoops in and steals the stage, heckling at us, condemning us for our mistakes, and, well, basically crashing our arty party. Ugh. Well, here's the thing. We don't have to hate this voice. We don't have to resent it or fear it. We need to embrace it. Why? Because it is an integral part of ourselves, and ironically, it needs the most love. The inner critic is really the part of us that is terrified of being rejected. Without going down the whole psychological story of the inner critic, let's just say that this voice began forming at a very young age, when your developing self picked up on social cues of acceptable behavior and unacceptable or disapproved of behaviors. This part of you quietly observed and took detailed notes on how people react to you, looked at you, spoke to you, touched you, and told you how to be. Years later, as an adult, this part of us is well-formed and has a large volume of rules and regulations on how to avoid pain. When we approach an inner critic denoted danger zone, it sounds the alarm and begins to warn you. Your inner critic is simply a part of you that needs more self-love. Amy Lee McCree. Art making is often one of those danger zones for us. Why? Because creating involves entering a state of surrender and often unknowing. We can't always predict how our painting is going to evolve. In fact, if we can predict it at all, it is often a joyless act. Therefore, it is customary for our inner critic to get her feathers ruffled when we don't have all the answers, when we run the risk of making mistakes, or worse, looking like a fool. To the inner critic, these things all lead to one thing: pain and rejection. When we understand this about our inner critic, we can see the beautiful intention it holds. It is trying to protect us. It is trying to keep us safe. How can we hate this part of ourselves? Do you hate a child when they're scared of the monsters in the dark? Of course not. We embrace that child. We cradle them and soothe them. We illuminate the shadows with a nightlight. We reassure them and tell them it's going to be all right. This is how we need to treat our inner critic. This is how we can give ourselves and our critics grace. If we can be aware enough to see this part of ourselves in a new way, we can send it love and forgiveness. This is yet another beautiful gift of the artist's path. We get the opportunity to create beauty and heal our dear critic. Will this mean that our critical voice will be silenced? No, probably not. But our relationship with this aspect of self can greatly improve. And when the voice becomes quieter, we are more able to move forward in our creative process. So as you enter into creating, filled with gratitude, with your heart open, embrace your critic with grace and compassion. Turn on a nightlight and keep going. The grace to be a beginner is always the best prayer for an artist. Julia Cameron.